Hi, and welcome back to Learn Me Some English's Daily News Podcast 135. Today's article, Four Men Charged for Moscow Concert Hall Attack. My name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmesomeenglish.com. You can find these podcasts under Learn Me Some English Daily News on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and more. Today we're going to learn about these men that were charged with this attack, why they may have done it, and where they may be from. Today I will give you the vocabulary necessary to help you better understand the article. I will read you the daily news article and give you some comprehension questions. So sit back, listen in, learn some English while enjoying a daily news article. Let's start with today's vocabulary. 1. Assault, noun, a violent physical attack, the crime of attacking or threatening to attack someone physically. The actor's assault on the director made headlines around the world. 2. Custody, noun, the state of being held in prison, especially before going to court. Gangster Al Capone was taken into custody by the police for carrying a deadly weapon in May 1929. 3. Hearing, noun, a meeting of a court, committee, etc., which evidence is given and heard. The 2022 Depp versus Heard defamation trial captured worldwide attention during its televised hearings. 4. Mourning, noun, the act of expressing sadness for someone's death. The British government declared a period of national mourning following the death of Queen Elizabeth II. 5. Intelligence, noun, the collecting of military or political information. The people whose job is to collect military or political information. The Central Intelligence Agency, better known as CIA, is the Foreign Intelligence Service of the United States. 6. Intervention, noun, the act of becoming involved in a situation, problem, etc., in order to influence it. Many politicians have called for military intervention in the region following the recent violence. Now for today's article. The title, Four Men Charged for Moscow Concert Hall Attack. On March 24th, four men accused of staging the Russia Concert Hall attack that killed more than 130 people appeared before a Moscow court on terrorism charges. The men showed signs of severe beatings and one appeared to be barely conscious. Court statements said two of the suspects accepted their guilt in the assault, although the men's condition raised questions about whether they were speaking freely. The investigators charged the four men with committing a terrorist attack, resulting in the death of others. The offense carries a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Moscow's Basmanny district ordered that the men, all of whom were identified in the media as citizens of Tajikistan, be held in custody until May 22nd, for investigation and trial. The hearings came as Russia observed a national day of mourning for the attack, which took place on March 22nd at the Krakus City Hall concert venue that killed at least 137 people. The attack, which has been claimed by the Islamic State group, IS, was the deadliest on Russian soil in years. Russian President Vladimir Putin has tried to tie the attack to Ukraine and claim the attackers were captured while fleeing there. Kiev has firmly denied involvement. Rescuers continued to search the damaged building over the weekend, and the death toll rose as more bodies were found. Moscow's Department of Health said it had begun identifying the bodies of those killed via DNA testing, saying the process would take at least 2 weeks. U.S. intelligence officials said they had confirmed the Islamic State's claim and said that the U.S. had shared information with Russia in early March about a planned terrorist attack in Moscow. Some people on Russian social media questioned how authorities failed to prevent the attack despite the U.S. warning. IS, which fought against Russia during its intervention in the Syrian civil war, has long targeted Russia. In a statement posted by the Islamic State's Amaq news agency, the group said that it had attacked a large gathering of Christians in Moscow as part of its war with countries it says are fighting against Islam. Day's discussion questions. 1. What are your thoughts on the terrorist attack in Moscow? 2. Do you find it surprising that Putin has tried to tie the attack to Ukraine? 3. Is the threat of terror attacks a major concern where you live? 4. What do you think motivates people to join terrorist groups? 5. Do you expect the number of terror attacks globally to increase or decrease over your lifetime? I hope you enjoyed today's article. Again, my name is Jean Meesom. You can find me at www.learnmeesomenglish.com. This article was courtesy of Engu. You can find them on www.engoo.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time. Bye.